I can see the muscles that make up my face. My skull. And my own brain. So now I can take you on that journey into my ear in a way that's never been possible before. This time, we can fly straight through my eardrum. We're inside my head, and at last, I can show you what we've come here to see. On the right, it's my eardrum again, but now we're looking at it from the back, and attached to the middle of it is what I want to show you. It's a bone. Though it's towering above us, it's actually tiny, about the size of a grain of rice. It's the first in a chain of three bones which transfer the vibrations of my eardrum to receptors in my cochlea. They are the smallest bones in my body, and they're perfectly engineered to perform their task. Yet these bones will reveal how evolution has transformed us, because they were once something completely different. Let me take you back, even before birth, and the bones will tell us their story. A fetus in the womb, just 12 weeks old, and it's only a few centimeters long. It would fit in an egg cup. Deep inside its head, its air bones are forming. Now, let's look at younger and younger fetuses. 8 weeks. 7 weeks. 6 weeks. We are actually witnessing something amazing. Because at certain times in this early development, our human embryo betrays the shapes of the embryos of some of our distant pre-human ancestors. In other words, what we're looking at now is like the embryo of a creature we evolved from millions of years ago. It's just as if we are journeying back in time, virtually rewinding evolution, to show episodes in the history of life. If we use the magnetic scanner, incredible detail is revealed. We can see right through the skin at the brain and the spinal cord beginning to form. And the beginnings of an eye behind the emerging hand. Like some of the creatures that preceded us on the evolutionary tree, it has a curved spine and what might be a tail. And those amazing ear bones we saw earlier are taking shape on the outside of the head. The cells that will make them are located here, tiny grooves almost hidden behind that hand.